But when I was sitting today, I said, Lord, I said, I know the fight is on, but what is it that you want me to talk about? He said, people need to choose. You know, the Bible talks about things that we as Christians need to do. You know, I believe this. I believe people don't want to be a Christian anymore because we've lost the fear.
That's right.
You know, people say, well, you know, you could be a Christian. I go to church every Sunday. That doesn't make you a Christian. That only makes you a church goer. And a church goer, it's going to be a lot of people that do go to church that are not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So, you know, being a church goer is not enough for us as Christians. And that's those people that carry the surname of Christ. That's not enough. And so the Lord showed me something. He said, you know, people choose me when everything is going good. They choose me when they don't have a need. Or they choose me when they do have a need. Sorry. When they have a need and things are not going good. Because people know how to cry out to the Lord. But oh, let God answer. That's when we quit choosing.
Yes, alright.
You know, when we want to do something or anything, you know, and I remember I used to teach a college class. And I remember asking the college class, how many of you came to college because that's what you wanted to do? Everybody raised their hand. I said, well, who asked God?
All right.
And they were just looking at me like I was crazy. Yet the Bible says, if it be his will.
Amen.
But you got to ask him before you can find out what his will is.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, we do all kind of stuff. When I started going to Deacon Don's church after we were married, his pastor was into this shepherding thing. So it wasn't ask God, it was ask the pastor. And he got it from another pastor who was also in shepherding, and those people wouldn't even get their car fixed unless they asked the pastor, should I go here, should I go there, or even should I get the car fixed?
Oh,
and the pastor would tell him, well, I see something wrong with that.
That's right.
Because the pastor had never been God, was never going to be God.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And then I start thinking, sometimes we feel like our only, you know, we put man up so high.
Yes.
I wonder where we put God.
Come on.
Right, come on.
And then, because man has begun to outshine God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
God is sitting over in the corner over there, looking over everything, waiting for you to come to him.
That's
but
right.
We're coming to man.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming to man. And then we go to man, but then when we get to man, we want to talk about man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you know, nothing is so steadfast. Nothing is sacred anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is sacred anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, ask God for something and let him not answer in your time.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
If he doesn't answer in your time, you threw with God.
Yes.
All right.
And you're not just threw with God, you threw with the people of God.
Yes, Jesus.
And I knew that wasn't about nothing. Amen. What wasn't about nothing? Because God ain't on your time.
All right.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. But if you ask God, then be ready for the answer that he gives, not
yes,
the answer you
yes,
want.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. God tells us many things. We make all kind of promises, but the Bible said it's better to not make a promise than to make a promise and break a promise.
Yes. Right.
But we walk around with loose lips always talking. We talk about everything, but we don't have a knowledge of anything.
Yeah, all right. Come on, come on.
Amen.
Yes,
you know, I was sitting there and I was looking at this scripture in chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. It says, "Here," and I'm on verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Now, the Lord our God is one Lord, then where did everybody else come in at?
All right now.
Amen. Then he said, as thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
Mm-hmm.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart.
Now, it has to be in your heart that you love the Lord. It can't be a commandment of man.
All right. Amen.
Then it says, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Well, that tells me that God needs to be in my mind and in my heart all the time.
That's not right.
When I have a need.
Yes.
Amen. But we walk around, and if I have a dire need, then I can say, Jesus, God, Holy Ghost, I can say anything that there is because I want to be heard. Amen. And then when I got over here to Joshua, and you know, and I was thinking about, because the Lord told me, you know, he said, speak on this, choose you this day.
Now.
Whom you will serve.
Amen. Yes.
So then, when I turned over here, it says, and I give you, he said, and I have given you a land which you did not labor. We forget all about all this stuff God did give. That you didn't labor for. You didn't even know. Which you built not. And it says, and you dwell in them of the vineyards and olive yards which you planted not, do ye eat. Which you planted not. So here we are. We eat food we didn't plant.
That's right.
We live places we didn't build.
Right.
We have a land we didn't make.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
And then ask, where's God? Amen. But then he says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you
this day.
Yes,
whom you will serve.
Hallelujah.
Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in which land you dwell.
Right.
But as for me and my house,
Come on now.
We will serve the Lord.
Yes.
See, we're walking over there planted in the land. Planted in the land of the Amorites.
Come on,
we're over there planted in the land of sin. I'm wondering how come being in the land of sin, we can't see God. Well, God don't dwell there. Wants to go get something clean and bring it to the dirt.
Yes, that's right.
And we don't have enough sense to stay out of the dirt.
Amen.
We don't have enough sense to stay out of the dirt. Get mad if somebody says something. Amen. But you know what? God wants a people, and he will have a people.
Yes, that's
even
real.
If it's one person, God will have a people.
Yes, amen.
And that person or those people will be a people that serve, praise, and love God with all their heart, all their mind, and all their soul.
Yes.
And I say, well, you know what? That is an honor.
Yes, Lord.
But he didn't have to give it to us.
That's right.
Amen. He spared our lives.
Yes, he
spared the life when you slept that night and didn't have no control. Amen. Took your first breath of the morning. And you didn't have any control.
Amen.
You breathe the air that you didn't make.
Well,
I read somewhere in the Word that says you don't even know where the air is going. Amen. Where the wind blows. Where it is. Amen. And you don't know. But you know what? You don't even know there is a wind unless you see the evidence of it.
Amen.
And then I sit there and I say, well, you don't even know it's a Christian unless you see the evidence of it.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what nobody says. Walk around talking about you a horse, you ain't.
Amen.
We walk around talking about this what I am and this what I'm going to do. Well, you know what? Go ahead and do it with you and your God. Because your God is not my God.
Well,
amen. When God sees you, what does he see?
Well,
are you pleasing in the sight of God? Amen. Most of us don't care. Amen.
Well,
because you sit around talking about God as a loving God that he is. Amen. But you know what he also is? He's justice.
Yes, he is. Yes.
And he said, vengeance is mine. Took the pastor's hand and say, I want to be saved. But if you walk back into a sinful life, you still a sinner.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you something else too. You might not be the one doing the sin, but if you know somebody's doing the sin or needing somebody,
yes, he did.
He said, you are accountable to choose. Whether it be God, oh hallelujah, that God that we serve, that sits high and looks low, that God has control over the good of the earth. We're over here talking about, oh, you know I follow you, Lord. Well, you just like Judas.
All right, come on.
God knew all the time who he was.
Yes, amen.
He was walking over there. I can see him right now, just walking. Amen. Because you know you already made a plan. Amen. And you think Jesus don't know.
Well,
even though he said he was the Son of God, you didn't believe. Church in the Spirit of God wasn't in there. Well, what were you doing in there?
Yeah.